The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was young, I don't know whether it was available, the idea of going fruit picking or picking grapes.
Have we just opened up the department of things were better in my day?
I'm thinking about whether if I could go back, I probably would have done this, I think. I would have liked to have tried to do this.
Well, you could have, but you didn't.
I didn't do it. I didn't. Well, I had a job. But there are very high levels of youth unemployment in parts of Sydney, certainly in parts of the Hunter Valley as well. But winemakers are relying on foreign backpackers to pick their crops because locals aren't prepared to travel for work. There are also people who are unemployed in that area. Youth unemployment's in the high teens in Western Sydney. These fruit picking jobs, they can pay up to $250 a day. Now, we had a conversation about this earlier today. I think if you're a young person, you're out of work, what's wrong with going and getting 4-6 weeks work, a couple of months work? You go and live in the Hunter Valley. You can get a train up there. You don't have to drive a car if you haven't got a car. You get money. At the end of the couple of months, you'll get a letter of recommendation, presumably, saying, you know, this is what this person's done. You've done some work. That's going to help you get jobs elsewhere,
it
surely.
It sounds really easy, doesn't it? But, I mean, what's the cost of getting there? What's the cost each day after tax of how much I'm picking up? What about accommodation? Does someone put me up?
Well, let's find out. John
and how does
Drayton,
it affect your benefits?
Yeah, John Drayton's the manager of Drayton's Wines in the Hunter Valley. He joins us on the line now. Mr. Drayton, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Is it as we've been reporting that you have to rely on backpackers? You can't get locals to do this?
It's very, very close to the truth of what you're telling. We here at Drayton's, we obviously do use some of the locals. But when you need, I'm talking about Drayton's themselves, when you need 25 to 30 people, there's not 25 to 30 people sticking their hand up from the local area.
Are there enough local people around there to do this job, John?
Well, one would assume so. They're not coming forward. For whatever reason why they're not coming forward, I don't know. But the backpackers are sticking their hands up. The backpackers are making contact with us. And as long as they've got all their work visas and everything in place, we employ them.
So what are you paying per hour? If I came up this weekend,
it's about $22-23 an hour.
That's before tax.
That's before tax.
Yeah. Do you put me up in accommodation? Where do I stay?
You can stay. There's a few various caravan parks around the place. There's a couple of youth hostels in the area. The backpackers seem to find places to stay. So I don't know why the locals can't find their way up.
Do you throw in a few bottles of wine at the end of the week?
We look after them. If they do all the right things by us, we will certainly look after them, no matter whether they're a backpacker or whether they're a local.
What's the work like? Is it hard? Is it physical?
It is physical work. There's no denying that.
How many hours a day?
They can work up to 8 hours a day, 6 to 8 hours a day, depending on the blocks in which they're which they've been assigned to.
So you come and live in the Hunter Valley there for 4 to 6 weeks. You get paid the $22 an hour. Yep. You can work 6 to 8 hours a day, which means you've got time to do other things.
Correct.
So you've collected money, and I'm presuming if they do a good job for you at the end of it, say someone's come from Western Sydney, you'll give them a letter saying they've worked for me for this 6 or 8 weeks, they're a good worker, they've then got a reference as well.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a no-brainer for me. I would have thought, why not?
So where do you advertise, John? Have you advertised in Western Sydney and other parts of the country?
We don't advertise. It's virtually by word of mouth. social media nowadays is, we have a number of people coming to us. So if social media is available for the backpackers, it's still available for the local generation. And at the end of the day, if someone really wanted a job and really wanted to show that they were enthusiastic towards it, you could always find a job.
Okay. I actually do think it's something that if you're doing, you might be in between semesters at uni.
Correct.
A lot of kids are working in cafes, but they might want to do that. They might want to go and work somewhere else. So how many have you got working for you there now?
We haven't started yet. We'll be probably starting next week, and we will have probably the 20, 25 to 30.
And they will be mostly backpackers, you say?
Mostly backpackers. We've probably got about a third of those will be the local person.
Yep.
And we would welcome anyone.
Okay. And how's the vintage looking this year?
It's on a bit of a knife edge at the moment. We've had a bit of rain lately, but as we speak today, there's beautiful sunshine and a light breeze, which is fantastic.
Right. Those Germans would be pretty good at standing in those barrels and crushing the grapes with their feet. They've had centuries of tradition there, haven't they, John?
They've had centuries of doing that, and we can show anyone how to do it.
No one does that anymore, do they, John?
No, those days are gone, and modern
crushing techniques. All right, nice to talk to you, mate. Good luck.
Right then, thank you.
We'll keep in touch. Thank you, John Drayton there from, of course, Drayton's Wines, one of the well-known wine families. Interesting your thoughts on that, 13, 13, 32. I think if you're a young person, you're in Western Sydney, you know someone that's unemployed, why not? You're looking at me with this,
I just think it's a crock, this story, because most of this stuff is done automatically anyway. And, of course, German backpackers are always putting their hand up because they're driving around in little rented buses and this is their holiday of a lifetime. Traditionally, it's always been done by backpackers.